In the first place, we have various skills area. We have the auto mechanic area wherein young people can learn a skill in car repair, motorbike repair, or generator repair. We have the home economics department and the catering department wherein young people also can learn catering and housekeeping, all of this. But there is also the carpentry aspect wherein they can learn how to make furniture and how to repair roofs of houses and how to construct houses as well. So, these are some of the things we do. But then, one thing that I actually wanted to mention is that the fact that some of these young people, there is an increasing demand on these young people, and it's very interesting because one of the major causes of our war was prosecuted mainly by young people. It was fought by young people, and in reality, most of the wars are fought by young people. These are people who have been marginalized by society. These are people who do not see themselves as having a future. So, Madam's program concentrating in addressing that issue is still addressing issues of peace in one way, because if these young people continue to be in the streets without jobs and all of this, it's going to be a kind of a mobilization aspect for any other future instability. You know, there was one point when the UN, there was one point that the UN's representative in Sierra Leone reported that one of the greatest threats to the peace of Sierra Leone is youth unemployment. And I think addressing that issue is critical to what's consolidating the peace in Sierra Leone.